Hi, guys! I've climbed to the top of a very steep mountain, and it's cold and windy. But this is going to be worth it! I'm here to visit the Shout-Out Dragon! I've never seen him this happy! He's swooping towards me right now! No! No! Phew, I ducked! He gets a bit excitable. Okay, it looks like he's ready for the first shout-out. It's to...
Malaya!
That's right! 6-year-old Malaya from Vancouver, Canada. Okay, shout-out dragon, do the next one!
Kenjiro! And Fumiko!
Yes, it's Kenjiro and Fumiko from Italy. Thanks so much to all of you. Your support means the world to us. And thanks, Shout-Out Dragon!
Thanks for the shout-out, Rubes. Okay, listeners, remember last episode we told you that we were working on a secret plan? Well, we've done it. It's the BKFK Birthday Bundle. With this bundle, we will send you a full-length, unique BKFK audio story for your child's birthday just for them. You just need to tell us the child's name and birth date. The story will be all about our favorite BKFK characters coming to wish a happy birthday to your child or a friend. There is a dragon, a witch, a giant, a leprechaun, the big bad wolf, and the three little pigs, and many, many more, all coming to celebrate the important birthday. And with this bundle, the birthday child will also receive an explosion of imagination. Access to all the normal BKFK stories, as well as almost 60 extra Patreon stories, and all the read-alongs, and all the coloring pages. Now that is an amazing birthday present. To give this gift to your child or a friend, just go to patreon.com and search for ByKids for Kids Storytime, or go to our website, bykidsforkids.co, where you can also listen to a sample of our birthday story. And now, let's get on with this week's story.
Sweet Porridge. There was once a poor widow who only had one daughter, a child who was so good and gentle that everyone who knew her loved her. One day, the child went into the forest to gather firewood. She was very sad because there was nothing left in the house to eat. There was so little that she and her mother often went hungry. She had already gathered a bundle of sticks and was about to go home when she saw a poor old woman who had also come to the forest for wood. The woman was so bent and stiff that it was pitiful to see her. The child felt sorry for her and wanted to help her.
"Good woman,"
said she,
"let me gather the wood for you. It must be hard for you to bend down."
She put down her own load and gathered as much wood for the old woman as she was able to carry.
"I would take it home for you,"
said the little girl,
"but my mother is waiting for me, and I must hurry, for I'm really late."
"Child,"
said the old woman,
"you have a good heart, and you deserve to be rewarded."
She then drew out from under her cloak a little iron pot.
"Take this,"
she said.
"It is a magic pot. Whenever you are hungry, you only have to say, 'Boil, little pot,' to the porridge is hot, and it will begin to boil and fill up with sweet porridge. When you have had enough, just say, this little pot. The porridge is hot, and it will stop boiling.
She made the child repeat the words after her several times.
This little pot. The porridge.
And she then gave her the pot and hobbled away through the forest with the wood on her shoulders. The child was filled with joy at the thought that now she and her mother would never be hungry again. She ran home as fast as she could, carrying the pot with both hands. When she came in, her mother asked,
"Where is the wood? I've brought something better than wood,"
cried the child.
"The wood only warms us, but here is something that will feed us as well."
She put the pot upon the table and said,
"Boil, little pot, till the porridge is hot."
The pot at once began to bubble and boil, and soon it was full and brimming over with sweet porridge. The widow caught up a spoon and dipped some of the porridge out into a bowl. But the more she dipped out, the more there was in it. When all the bowls in the house were full, the child said,
"Cease, little pot, the porridge is hot."
And at once, the pot stopped boiling. The widow was overjoyed at the treasure the little girl had brought home.
"Come,"
she cried,
"let's sit down and eat."
"Yes, dear mother,"
said the child.
"But first I'll carry some of the porridge to the neighbors. They were so kind to us when we had nothing."
She filled a large kettle with porridge and started out with it. But no sooner had she gone than the widow began to wonder whether they had kept enough for themselves. She did not feel satisfied, so she said to the pot,
"Boil, little pot, till the porridge is hot."
Immediately, the pot began to bubble and boil. Soon it was full and the porridge began to run over.
"Ha ha!"
laughed the widow, now satisfied with this new treasure. Then she wished to stop it, but she had forgotten what to say.
"Enough!"
she cried.
"Stop! Stop!"
But the porridge still boiled up and over the edge of the pot. The widow picked up the spoon and again began dipping out the porridge. She dipped as fast as she could.
"Oh, for heaven's sake!"
she wailed.
"Why won't it stop? Maybe I'm using the wrong words."
She began to try alternative words.
"Cease and halt, desist."
And then she tried some more.
"Whoa, cut it out. Quit, will you?"
Soon all the pots and pans in the house were full, and still the pot continued to boil out porridge. In desperation, she tried some other languages, like French,
Alatev,
Hindi,
Rakhna,
German,
Halt,
Chinese,
Tinji,
Spanish,
Detene,
Zulu,
Yeka,
Arabic,
Tumkafa.
But nothing helped. By now, the room was waist deep in porridge. Unfortunately for the widow, she was not as good at swimming as she was with languages, so she could neither talk or swim herself out of this mess. In despair, the widow seized the pot and threw it outside the door. But the porridge flowed out from it in a great gloopy stream and ran down the road. The little girl, who was coming home, heard a sludgy, sucking sound beneath her feet. At once, she guessed what had happened. The river of porridge was so strong that there was no way she could get into the house. However, her neighbor, the blacksmith, was watching in astonishment, and this gave her an idea.
"Blacksmith, please,"
she pleaded.
"I need your help. Please, throw me to the front of my house."
The blacksmith was always keen to help. He rolled up his sleeves, revealing his huge muscles that bulged like melons on his arms. Then he picked up the little girl by her feet and spun around and around and around, faster and faster and faster until he let go. She whooshed head first through the air and landed right next to the pot in the soft, gloopy porridge. She gasped as her head burst out of the goo. And she shouted,
"Cease, little pot! The porridge is hot!"
At once, the pot stopped boiling. She breathed a sigh of relief. Then she heard a whimpering coming from inside the house. It was the widow, who was swimming in porridge with just a few inches of air between the porridge and the roof to allow her to breathe. The clever young girl knew just what to do. She climbed onto the top of the house and shouted out loud,
"Everyone, come! We need your help! And bring your spoons!"
Soon enough, the house was surrounded by hundreds of villagers who were slowly eating their way through the wall of porridge. With each swallow, the level of porridge went down. And eventually, the widow was free. After that, the widow never again dared to tell the pot to boil. When they wished for porridge, it was the child who spoke to it. But from then on, she and her mother never lacked for anything, and the porridge was so delicious that people came from far and near to eat with them.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.